What are some of the key things you think you need to take on as a council? What do you think will be on that agenda as you sit down to discuss?
Well, I mean, as far as I can tell, money is important. We want to try to, you know, lessen the burden for taxpayers. That's kind of what the three of us ran on when we were elected. And I think we're going to be looking at budgets and things like that, how to improve things, how to streamline activity. Also, some of the new stuff that's coming up, the economic development side of things.
So now some core issues for you. Obviously, you've been on council for a while now. What are some things that are really important as far as you're concerned?
Well, they're still similar to what I ran on, making the city a kinder, gentler place to do business with. And I think they're making a lot of headway from what I have seen so far. There's a lot of partnership and working with developers and things that are making it so that it's not quite so rigid as things used to be. And I think that's a great thing. I think considering what's coming forward, the economic development that's on the horizon, that's going to be really important.
There's some chat. Julie Schultz joining us this morning from College Station City Council. We're going to see a major change as far as the fire station. There's going to be a new fire station opening up. That's more staff. That's right. More equipment. Now, obviously, y'all have set some money aside right there. And I know that that's a very core, very emotional issue. People like to make sure that they're secure, that you have first responders as needed. But at the same time, you have to balance that against the overall budget of the city. What kind of challenges is that presenting as you're about to bring a new fire station online?
That was planned prior to this council, obviously. You know, you have to do many years ahead to make sure you've got all your bases covered, and they're doing a good job with that. This council is very focused on that and I think that's been the case for a while now. We're going to do what it takes to keep our fire and police where they need to be. Something that's on the horizon is that we're going to be looking at, and this came up in the previous retreat we had, is trying to do more for the Northgate area. As we move into a new conference with our athletics, we believe we're going to have more visitors to the area, and there's some things that need to be addressed there.
Certainly. Well, you've got a major state highway that runs down one side of it. It's not all that friendly, and certainly as far as parking, and you've got residential that butts up to it pretty quickly. I believe you're the first College Station elected official we've had in the studio since the deal was announced for the plaza, that corner at Texas and University. What do you know of that you can share with us, and what are your thoughts there?
It pretty much what everybody else knows, what I read in the paper and hear on the news. That has been a really contentious area. A lot of citizens didn't even understand that we didn't own that, and we couldn't really make anything happen or not happen as far as enforcement goes, other than just security and that sort of thing. It looks like that, you know, they're going to move forward with some development there. They are going to keep the tower and then get rid of everything else and rebuild, which is, I think, a good step in the right direction. Not sure how they're going to rehab that tower, because it's if you've ever been in it, which most people have, it's very it's kind of stuck the way it is. There's not much you can do to it, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. But the idea that there is additional development going there, including the hotel that's next door, is a wonderful thing, and we definitely need some help there on that corner, and hope to see some good things happen there.
Well, it will. It'll be a giant rehab, obviously. It goes onto the books as enhanced property then, as the improvements come. Has there been any discussion, to your knowledge, and how would you feel if they asked for some sort of a tax leeway, utility leeway slash over a period of time?
I would personally require a lot to be seen ahead of time before I went down that road, just because things haven't developed so well with that property in the past. They've attempted a few things, but nothing that really I would call a rehab or what needed to be done. So I would need to see a lot happen or something put forward with good faith before I would even consider something like that. But who knows?
Julie Schultz joining.
I'm one voice.
That's right. You are one voice, but we want to hear that voice. Julie Schultz joining from the College Station City Council. Also, as one voice, we spoke with the mayor last week about wind watts, and it's interesting how this council has a different view, different focus, if we will, from previous councils. That council signed into a long-term contract to have wind generated power. Does not seem that it is up to the numbers that had been projected. What is your thought as one member of council as to what position College Station should take in the future as far as wind watts is concerned?
Well, it's something that I actually feel strongly about, you know, the green initiative and all of those kinds of things. But you have to balance it with what's it going to cost the taxpayers and what is it really going to do for us? Is it going to be a good thing for everyone or the majority of our citizens? What's the future of that? Is it one of those things we invest now and later we'll see the repercussions? You know, you have to balance that out. And is that, in these economic times, is that the right thing to do? That's what we'll be asking ourselves.
Well, and to put a commercial in for the city, again, you had a utilities rate increase in the pipeline and you backed down from that. Mm-hmm. So obviously.
And I think that in our discussions for budgets for next year, we're still going to be looking at trying to reduce what we spend and trying to give the best product back to the citizens that we can possibly give. And right now, even though we've got the bright future hopefully on the horizon, we still got to talk about what's happening right now, the expenses for today.
Well, I mean, and by doing that, are you sending signal to the other departments that there's not going to be the ROI that was there before with the utility fund, so that's not going to be an account where you'll be able to move funds out of?
Yes.
Okay. Short answer. That's good.
A lot of this comes from our city manager, who is very much the business side of things, wants to make things streamline and cut where we need to cut and make it efficient.
Well, again, times are tough. We're better off than a lot of cities, but times are tough in Bryan College Station.
And we did have some stuff out there that wasn't completely necessary. And in these times, you know, you have to look at what's required. What do you have to have right now? What do you need to do to take care of your citizens? And what is a luxury? And there is a dispute over what those things are. But we want to try to keep the programs we have. We don't want to start cutting the programs, but we've got to try to make them run as efficient as possible.
Sure. Anything else we didn't cover that's of importance or on your radar screen?
I just am still basking in the glow of our ILA that we signed before Christmas. It was important to get that done before the end of the year, make sure while we had everybody together at one time to pull the trigger and get it done. Very excited that that's a historical moment in Bryan College Station, actually anywhere. So allegedly, there's not another two cities that have shared ad valorem taxes before and done a project like this. So we're setting a precedence, and I think it's a great thing. It shows that these two councils are very, very much willing to work together, and that is, if you've lived here for very long as you have, a huge thing. That both the cities are really working together and wanting to do what's best for the entire community.
Yeah, and actually it's a bigger deal outside Bryan College Station. I mean, it sends a very, very strong signal to development people, I would think.
Exactly.
Good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Sure.
Julie Schultz from the City of College Station Council here.